history of Radio Solent City International. History of Radio Solent City International. That was the station's original identification music, Madrid, by the Les Reed Orchestra. Radio Solent City first began transmissions in June 1970 with an old ex-army transmitter on shortwave in the 45 meter band. Transmissions were on 6.5 and 6.6 megs. Using a dipole aerial.
Before that, to 50 meters. So, tune around and see what you can find. Also, this coming Easter, you might hear the sound of Sun Radio on 239 meters, the medium waveband, and also Radio Sovereign on 226 meters. Radio Sovereign, we're on the air at Christmas, so tune in. That's Radio Sovereign 226, Sun Radio 239, Radio Free Voice, any old frequency, and us, of course, on 6.6. We'll be on next weekend. So tune in to us, but in the meantime, tune to Radio North Sea International. But if you record by the way, I nearly missed this, I haven't been there for a while, but if you do happen to be driving anywhere today and you bump into something, then make sure it's cheap and soft, and most of all, make sure it's not a body with a breathalyzer, so if you'll have you inside. And don't forget, we want to talk to you, not about you. Okay? Bye-bye. Radio 7 City, your number one pirate station. Yes, this is a pirate radio station, and we're proud of the fact we are continuing the fight for free radio and doing our little bit, doing our thing, as you might say. Right, the time on Radio 7 City is now 5 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock, so that's 10:05, 5 minutes past 10, and Radio 7 City is now going off the air. And from me, DJ Tim, on board the Motor Vessel Free Enterprise, then I bid you all a very, very good morning.
In 1971, a medium wave transmitter was built of very low power, using approximately 10 watts. Original transmissions went out on 253 meters, announced as 259.
Well, there you go. That's also the end of the Double T show. And now don't switch off, because we've got part two of the history of offshore commercial broadcasting coming your way. This is Radio Silent City, transmitting on 2,009 metres, with power in excess of 10 watts, streaming towards the south coast of England and the Isle of Wight. We also broadcast on the shortwave 49 metre band of 6.6 megacycles, but our shortwave transmitter is at the present time up of the air. But we will be on soon, so tune around. This is Silent City on 2,009, and stand by now for the part two of history of commercial offshore radio by Paul Harris. Oh, don't forget, if you're driving anywhere today and you bump into something, then make sure it's cheap and soft, and most of all, make sure it's not a buggy with a breathalyzer, or else we'll have you inside, because don't forget, we want to talk to you, not about you, okay?
Increasingly concerned by the growth in the number of radio stations off her coast, and the threat of action against them grew almost daily by mid-year 1966.
But shortly after medium wave transmissions began on 253 meters in the medium wave band, transmission frequency changed to 227 meters in the medium wave, which is used up to the present day. You're listening to the history of Radio Solent City and original off-air recordings from the station, past and present. At this time, the station was operated from a fixed location that had no electricity supply. So the method of obtaining the voltage to power the transmitter was as follows. A 12-volt car battery was kept in the shed on the side of the house and wired to one of the upstairs bedrooms where the station was operated. The 12-volt supply was then used to power the rotary transformer, producing about 240 volts DC to run the transmitter. While the station was on the air, a 500-watt X-service petrol-driven battery charger was kept running to keep the battery topped up. In early 1972, Radio Solent City moved transmitter location. The new address had a mains power supply. Until May 1972, Radio Solent City was on the air every Sunday morning for 1 to 2 hours. And although we only used a power of 10 watts, we had a steady listening audience of free radio enthusiasts up to 15 miles away from the transmitter, because we were lucky enough to be located on the banks of a river out in the country, where we could erect a very high long wire antenna and run our earth straight into the river. In May 1972, from the new address using mains power supply, Radio Solent City closed down.
In case you've just tuned in and wondering what the hell is going on, you're in tune with Radio Solent City International, broadcasting on 227 metres in the medium wave band, or 227 metres AM in the medium wave band, as somebody described. And with radio closing down this morning, there are lots of radio stations on the air, continuing the fight for free radio. We've run through one or two of them on the program show. I'll run through them again now and maybe remember a few more. Although if I do forget them, then humble apologies from this school. So we'll start off with the earliest one I know, Radio Baptist City, transmitting on 262 metres on the southwest of England. That's Radio Baptist City on 262 metres, in the Radio 190 on 190 metres. Radio Medway on 222 metres. Radio Tango on 227. Radio England. Sun Radio on 239 metres. Radio Free London. Radio Sheila. Radio Stacey. And I'm sorry, I've forgotten. Well, the most recent, of course, is Radio Baptist International. Very, very good morning to Radio Baptist. And we hope that we'll be listening to you in the future. We heard your last transmissions and that's all safe. Sure, didn't it? Very, very good show then. Very good morning there to Roger and anybody concerned with the station. I've not forgotten any stations. It's probably where I have. Because I just pulled out of the bank. Nobody's let me have a rock yet, but I think I'll be that. If you could only see the mess in the studio. Well, there we go. So a very, very good morning to Simon and Hayden and Corporate Jimmy. Very, very good morning there. Yeah? And good morning to everybody concerned with Radio Medway. The time now is approaching 9:30. We've got about 1.5 minutes left to run. So we'll let the carrier run now and we'll pick up the transmitter and we'll start playing show. So that's the last you'll hear from me. So on behalf of Radio Solent City International, this is your truly Double C. For the last time around, staying live, goodbye, and take care of yourself. And don't forget to stay tuned to the sound of free radio. We've got some stations on. I dare say when we switch off this morning, something will be up on the frequency. We're doing that tape show, and we'll be listening in. So I'm going to shut up now. We've got 1 minute left to run before the playground show, so we'll pick up the transmitter, and away we go. This is Solent City, I'm 27 metres in the medium wave band. We're closing down at 10 o'clock this morning, so we invite you to stay tuned for the program show coming up in about 50 seconds time. Carnival is over. Sung very appropriately there by the speakers. And the double T show is on the stage, over. And over on the stage for the last time. So this is your truly double T saying rather sadly, very, very sadly, for the last time around, goodbye and take great care of yourself. And don't forget, if you're driving anywhere today and you bump into something, then make sure it's keeping fast and most of all, make sure it's not a buddy or the breathalyzer, then I still love you inside. Because don't forget, we want to talk to you, not a baker. Okay? Bye-bye. On behalf of Radio Silent City International, it is my duty to duly close down the radio station with the time just approaching the hour of 10 o'clock. We would like to acknowledge a certain amount of free radio stations that have been on the air. We haven't got much time, so I'll read them out rather quickly. There are Radio Vector City, Radio Free Wright, Radio Free London, Sun Radio, Radio Jackie, Radio England, Radio Sheila, Radio Tracy, Radio Medway, Radio Rutgers International and Radio 190. We would also like you to stay tuned to the two offshore commercial radio stations that are still broadcasting, they're still on the air, and those are Radio North Sea International on 220 metres medium wave, 6.205 megacycles short wave, and Radio Veronica on 192 metres in the medium wave band. The time is now 10 o'clock and Radio 7 City International is now closing down.
And so at 10 a.m. on May the 14th, 1972, Radio Solent City closed down. Between May 1972 and late 1974, there was a lull in programs from Radio Solent City due to a domestic crisis, which almost put Radio Solent City on the map in Fort William, Inverness, Scotland, where I might add that Radio 1 was unheard of, the nearest transmitter being near Inverness, some 80 miles away through the mountains. However, in 1975, the real boon came for Radio Solent City, when we obtained a more powerful transmitter and reopened the station again from a new location in the south of England. In September 1975, Radio Solent City came back on the air, and here's the off-air recording of that very first test and transmission in September 1975.
One, two, one, two. You're listening to Radio Silent City. Good morning, you're listening to Radio Silent City, broadcasting on 222 metres in the medium wave band. A little bit late for the show here, but we've got the double T show coming your way right now, and followed at, was it, 10.30 by him. Yeah, don't know who him is, but you'll soon find out.
Now, very good morning to anyone who's tuned in. You're listening to Radio Silent City on 222 this Sunday morning. Enough of that. This is yours truly, Double T, back on the airwaves once again. We've got the monitor speaker screaming away in the background. But we've got a record on the turntable now from the Shangri-Las, leader of the pack. Very good record, so here we go.
Betty, is that your
music
you're wearing? Mm-hmm.
And so in September 1975, Radio Silent City was back on the air and on the free radio map. The whole of 1975 was devoted to rebuilding the station, and at this time another radio station came into being. Radio Sovereign took the air on 227 metres and 186 metres, and during the whole of that year, Radio Solent City and Radio Sovereign worked together, and we developed new and more powerful transmitters of our own design. We were also contacted quite dramatically by another radio station that actually called us up on the air, that station being Radio Free Atlantis. Here's an off-air recording recorded some distance from this transmitter of Radio Solent City at Easter 1976 on 227 meters medium wave.
Well, there you go, December 16th. Oh, what a night. You're listening to Radio Silent City on 227 metres. If you'd like to send us a reception report, then write it to the following address, which is the Chief Engineer, number 18, The Grove, Clacton-on-Sea, in sunny old Essex. The Chief Engineer, number 18, The Grove, Clacton-on-Sea, in Essex. And don't forget to let us know what you're listening to us on and where you're picking us up. And we guarantee to reply. So I'd like to say a very, very good afternoon to Dave and Sheila, mother and father. Oh yes, got to say twice. And hello there to myself, listening in the other studio. And also very, very good afternoon to Frank and Jim, and anybody else, of course, who's tuned in. If you're not tuned in, you won't be hearing me say it. And we've got a record coming up from 10cc, just for you on the Double T show, on this Easter Sunday afternoon. By the way, does anybody out there want a bad tooth? Oh, terrible toothache. Oh, you lucky people out there. Anyhow, it's 10cc coming up with, I've forgotten this follicle. That's not the follicle.
On the 1st of August 1976, Radio Solent City reopened the shortwave service on 6280 kHz using a 15 watt VFO controlled transmitter. And because of the response from listeners, a mailing address was arranged and shortwave programs were scheduled for approximately twice a month, with a DX program every month.
Christopher Mitchley of 13 Grange Road, Cleckheaton, BB193EU in West Yorkshire, speaking to the operators of Radio Silent City. And thank you very much for the QSL card and very nice letter. from Michael J. And also Brian Day. I think that's what it says. And what you have hopefully just heard on this short cassette was an air check of Radio Sound City's first shortwave transmission. And I was absolutely amazed that your power was only 15 watts. And the signal, which I'm sure you'll find is absolutely excellent on the recording which you're just hearing, signal strength is also fantastic, to say that you're broadcasting from the, well, I presume, the south of England with such modest power, may I say. And I hope that you've just enjoyed listening to this tape, and you may keep it. Perhaps you will write back, tell me a little bit more about your station, perhaps where else you'll receive reception reports from. I am very interested in free radio, and particularly your station, Radio Solent City, being a new station on shortwave. I'm a regular contributor to the FORP magazine, Free Radio Focus. So perhaps you may have seen some of my contributions in that publication. Well, this is an air check cassette. It's just a short one made up from a short recording I made of your station, and also a salvaged cassette. As I may say again, that you can keep this cassette for future reference, and there's no need to replace one, as this one is just a salvage cassette, just to let you hear how Radio Sound City is coming out in this area, and I'm sure giving good reception throughout British Isles and of course into Europe. This is Chris Mitchell signing off now, and wishing you good transmitting in the near future.
At this time, it was decided to use a crystal-controlled transmitter, and a 15 and 50-watt transmitter was tried out with great success. Radio Solent City now broadcasts on 6280 kHz in the shortwave band, with 50 watts, and on 1322 kHz, 227 meters medium wave, with various powers. The current Radio Solent City station theme tune is The New Frontier from the Kingston Trio.
Some to the rivers and some to the sea, some to the soil that our fathers made free, then on to the stars and the heavens for to see. This is the new frontier, this is the new frontier. Let the word go forth from this day on. A new generation has been born, born to the task to keep us free, but proud of the right of the home country. This is the new frontier, this is the new frontier. Some to the rivers and some to the sea, some to the soil. Shall take long. Let every man sing a freedom song. Not for ourselves that we take this stand. Now it's the world and the freedom of man. This is the new frontier. This is the new frontier. The day will come. It's got to be.